beginning to the end. Let's magnify this good God. Lift up your voice. Give him thanks. Give him praise tonight. Thank him for the opportunity for you to appear before him tonight. Father, we give you praise. You are here in our midst. Thank you, Father, for the renewal of our strength. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. The Lord deserves our praise tonight. Father, we appreciate you. We give you praise for the grace to wait upon you in fasting and in prayer. Father, we give you praise. Now, in this service tonight, ask the Lord for a word. Ask God for a visitation. The Bible says the entrance of his word giveth light, giveth understanding to the simple. Father, tonight, speak to me. Let the light of your word cause a dramatic change in my life, a dramatic change of story for me tonight. Speak your word expressly. Grant me understanding via your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Our Father, we thank you again tonight for your word that you've prepared for us. I ask, O God, that you use me as a vessel and let your counsel come to your people. None of me, all of you, let no one go back home disappointed. By the power of your word, let the sick be healed. Let the oppressed be delivered. Let the confused receive divine wisdom. Take all the glory as you bless your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Praise the Lord, I am more than a conqueror. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Put those hands together for the Lord. Please have your seat gloriously tonight in God's presence. Very humbly, I have the privilege of God tonight and of God's servant, our Father in the house, to bring a short word of exhortation. And I pray that the same grace of God upon his life, upon his ministry, shall find practical expression in me tonight, and every one of us shall be blessed. That amen can be louder. Thank you very much, sir. Our teaching series in our midweek communion service for the month of October is titled Unveiling the Worth of Divine Wisdom. Unveiling the Worth of Divine Wisdom. And tonight we are considering part 5 of this teaching. Our anchor text from Job chapter 28, verse 7 to 28. Very quickly, what is wisdom? What is wisdom? A simple but powerful definition that God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo gave. He said, wisdom is knowing what to do and doing it. Wisdom is knowing what to do and doing it. From that word, we take the word knowing, which signifies knowledge or information. Praise the Lord. In other words, it is the true application of what you know, and that is when you can be called a wise man. Praise the Lord. Remember, tonight, the wisdom we're talking about is the wisdom of God, wisdom that comes from above. That is the divine wisdom of God. Wisdom is the appropriate application of your time, your talent, your resources, and even your energy. You apply that to the cause of improving or taking the kingdom of God to the next level. And then we say that is wisdom. For instance, someone will say, I am not committed to kingdom financial engagement because I don't earn much. My salary is small. That is simply foolishness. Wisdom says this individual is not entitled to financial freedom. Wisdom says this individual is not entitled to financial prosperity, according to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 17 and 18. Yet another person will say, I'm not serving any service unit because I do not have time. Wisdom says this individual is not entitled to the blessings of abundance. This person is not entitled to the blessings of long life and prosperity, according to Exodus 23, verse 25 to 26. Therefore, what again is wisdom? Wisdom, we said, is knowing what to do and acting accordingly. You have an instruction. For instance, we talk about Believers Foundations class. is being announced over and time again. But we hear this, we do not take action. It's not like we do not know that there are benefits accrued to this, but we've heard, we have not taken action. Just recently, I was given an opportunity by God's servant, our father in the house, to teach in the Believers Foundations class, and the topic was kingdom service. And there is a participant in this class. In the course of the teaching, I asked, which service unit would you like to join? And she said, I'm already an usher in the church. I've been here for 4 good years. And I was like, oh, you are just coming. I said, no, wisdom just, she just had that instruction. And it is the wisdom of God ministered to her that now is the time for her to go to Believers Foundations class. She was in that class, and after the 6th class, which is Holy Ghost baptism, she received the baptism of the Holy Ghost for the first time. She was able to speak in tongues, and she was filled with the Holy Ghost. That is the benefit of what? Of obedience. Praise the Lord. That's why I know that for you and I, even if you are a week old in this church, you are 5 years old in this commission, you are 20 years old, this coming Sunday is another time for you to come for Believers Foundation class. And at the end of this service tonight, please put down your name. The wisdom of God will come upon you afresh in the mighty name of Jesus. Please make that amen louder. Now it is important for us to know that access to divine secret is an asset. Access we have into divine secrets is an asset of inestimable value. It is an asset of incalculable value. Value that we cannot measure, we cannot fathom, is beyond any comprehension. That is the kind of asset that the access we have to divine secret is. Job chapter 1 verse 1 to verse 3. The Bible talks about Job. Job traded with divine secret, and he emerged as the greatest, the biggest, the wealthiest in his days. In chapter 3 of that scripture, the Bible says his substance was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yokes of oxen and 500 asses and a very great household. And he says, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. Why? He traded divine secrets and he emerged the wealthiest. Praise the Lord. We should also note that divine secrets are hidden treasures. They are what? Hidden treasures. They are embedded in the scriptures. They are embedded in the word of the Lord. And it will take us the courage and the time for us to search through it. And then we begin to manifest the glory of the Lord. People keep envying God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo, today for what God is doing in his life. But do they know what he has gone through? Praise the Lord. How he craved to know the secret of kingdom prosperity. How he went on 3-day fasting and prayer. How he separated himself, asking God, give me the secret to divine prosperity. In Luke chapter 11, verse 49, therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall slay and persecute. So God has been sending us instructions on a daily basis, time and again. He has sent his prophet unto us. We have a prophet, the son of a prophet in the house, giving us instructions on a daily basis. So we do not have excuses. Bishop Oyedepo did not meet with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at this point in time. He only took his Bible and a book. And the book is titled The Law of Prosperity and God's Will in Prosperity. And he separated himself searching through the word of the Lord, ready to take every instruction that is given in the word, and he acted upon it. How he went ahead, God showed him the secret of kingdom prosperity. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 44 to 46, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure, hid in a field, the which when a man had found, he hid it, and for the joy thereof goeth and sell it all that he had and buyeth that field. So it is hidden. It will need our concentration, our ability to search through and find out what God is actually talking about for our life. And I pray tonight, every one of us will make use of God's instruction, and we will run with it, and we will make exploit through them in the mighty name of Jesus. We must also know that divine secrets are open secrets. They are not hidden. The way it is open unto me is the same way it is open unto you. All you need is to open the book and search what the Lord has spoken concerning that situation. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8 to 11. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. So it is hidden, but it is open. It is open for us to see. When you search and you see, you ask for the Holy Spirit to interpret to you, and it relates to the situation, that you are seeking. Praise the Lord. And in verse 10, it says, to the intent that now unto principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church, by you and I. It is open unto us. It says, might be known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God. So it is not something that we cannot get access to. God has given every one of us the ability to search. It is only our time that we need to make that done. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. We must know that trading divine secrets will make a star of any believer, as in the example of Joseph, Job, Daniel, Paul, and many more. Trading divine secrets. Trading divine secrets. In Isaiah chapter 33, and verse 6, the Bible says, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. So if you have an unstable marriage or relationship, it's a result of lack of wisdom. Because the Bible says wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability. If you have unstable career, it is because wisdom is not enough. It is deficiency of wisdom. If your finances are unstable, it relates directly to lack of wisdom. The stardom is accomplished when we engage and we trade with the word we hear. It is not only for us to hear this word, it's for us to put them to work. And that's when we make exploit. Praise the Lord. We talk about Joseph. Joseph understood this. He traded in humility. He also traded in the fear of the Lord. And a slave first turned to a prisoner, but eventually turned to what? A prime minister of Egypt. Praise the Lord. And that was done overnight. What about Job? In the book of Job 29 and verse 4, Job was considered as the greatest man of all the men of the East. Why? In Job 29 verse 4, he says, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. So Job is known to be the custodian of the secret of God. And he's been using this secret to make exploit in his life. And that's why we can see the evidence, being the greatest man of all men of the East. Praise the Lord. Therefore, not doing well in any adventure of life reflects lack of trading with divine secret. We know in 2 Peter, the book of 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19, says, we have also a more sure word of prophecy. We have it. What do we do with it? We need to trade with this word. We need to put them to work. We need to put them to run in our stead, and then we begin to see the glory of the Lord. We receive these words every day, but we have to trade with them. If you check your notes right now, you will see that you've been writing notes from January to date. If you go to your library at home, you will see notes that you wrote last year. You will see the one that you've even written maybe 5 years ago. But what are you doing with what you are writing down? It is not only about writing, it's not only about hearing it, but putting it to work. And that's when you will see results. The Lord will give us the grace to put his word to work in the mighty name of Jesus. We must also note that access to divine secret and engaging with the same make a hero out of a youth in the case of Daniel and David. Daniel, the Bible says, had understanding in all visions and dreams. Daniel chapter 1, verse 17 and 21. And also David, the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 18 and verse 6 that it came to pass as they came, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, that the women came out of all cities of Israel singing and dancing to meet King Saul with timbrel and joy, with joy and with instrument of music. They came to dance, but they were actually singing the praises of David. And God made David for that exploit. He made him a hero. Praise the Lord. It's also access to divine secret that make a king out of a child, as in the case of Solomon. Solomon, a child, in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5 to 13, I'm paraphrasing, in verse 11, it says, "And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing." God asked him to ask for whatever he wants, and Solomon only asked for wisdom to lead God's people. And God was pleased with him and said, "Because thou hast asked this thing and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself and hast asked the life of thy enemy, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to your word." So God hearkened to the voice of Solomon because he asked with wisdom. Praise the Lord. What is the worth of wisdom? Tonight, we will see wisdom leads us in the way of righteousness. Wisdom leads us in the way of righteousness. We are created in God's image and his likeness, and we must walk in the way of the Lord. God created us in TLB, Genesis chapter 1, 26. The Bible says, "Then God said, let us make man someone like ourselves." So God expects us to be like him. God is righteous and he wants us to also be righteous. And it is the wisdom of God, which is Jesus Christ himself, that leads us in the way of righteousness. At redemption, Jesus died for our sins and he became our righteousness, such that when we give our life to him, then we are qualified to walk in righteousness. Praise the Lord. Now, wisdom says in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 20, "I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the path of judgment." Paul the apostle also demonstrated this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 10. It says, "Ye are witness, and God also, how holily and justly and unblameably we behave ourselves among you that believe." We are designed as Christians to behave like God, putting his word to action. Men should be able to witness unto you how you, your holiness in God and your righteousness in God. If you say it doesn't matter, it really matters. Praise the Lord. In some cases, people will say, it's only God that knows who is serving him. It is not only God that knows who is serving him. People must be able to identify with you and see you and say you are a Christian because of how you behave. People must be able to see you and say, this person is acting like Christ. Praise the Lord. I listened to a man of God sometimes ago, and he says, people we talk about you running here and there. Are you the only one? Are you the one that killed Jesus Christ? Are you the mother of Mary? Why are you in this service unit? You are in this service unit. Are you the only one there? Until they start talking about you like that, your Christianity has not reached the height God wants it to be. You must be committed to the cause of the kingdom. You must serve God with everything, with every of your being. And it is in that you will say you exhibit the wisdom of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Number two, wisdom secures durable riches. Wisdom says, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12 and verse 18. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. In verse 18, it says, riches and honor are with me. So wisdom in God secures us durable riches. Praise the Lord. As I begin to round off, we must also know that wisdom engenders supernatural change of level. We move from one level to the other when we exhibit the wisdom of the Lord, as we see in the case of David, how a mere shepherd boy turned an hero in a dramatic change of level. That was in, we see that in 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 5. Now, divine wisdom is relevant to all aspects of life. Divine wisdom is relevant to all aspects of life. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all thy getting, in everything you will want to get understanding. Wisdom that you have, when you apply the knowledge, the information you have, it is wisdom, and that wisdom will take you onto the next level in the mighty name of Jesus. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 7, the Bible says, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God. So this is hidden in God. But God has given us the grace. It has given us the will, the strong will to search out this secret so that we know them and we run with them and we begin to make exploits through them in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that will be your experience in the mighty name of Jesus. Shall we rise up tonight on our feet as we begin to receive grace? Grace from above, from God. Father, grant me grace to exhibit the wisdom of God in all I do. Father, grant me your grace to exhibit your wisdom in all areas of my life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Tonight, to be filled with divine wisdom, you must be born again. You are here tonight, online, on ground, and you cannot guarantee that if Christ come in this minute, you are a candidate to be with him in glory. I want to pray with you tonight. You are online, you are on ground. Please raise your hand to heaven and begin to say this word after me. My Father, I come to you tonight. I surrender my life to you. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died and you rose again on the third day for me, to set me free from sin and Satan. Tonight, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior, and I believe my sins are now forgiven. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, still keep your hands up. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, I cover everyone, both online and on ground, that has prayed this prayer tonight with the precious blood of Jesus. Lord, shield them away from all satanic assault. Let no force of hell draw them back into the world. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Congratulations. Now you are saved. Please, the line, the email is on the screen. Please send us your a testimony of your salvation, and we will continue to pray for you until you are established in the faith. With joy in our spirit tonight, let's put our hands together for the Lord as we welcome.
The riches have capacity to fly away. Durable riches. Glory to God. Now, by the Spirit of God, even tonight, right there as I sat down, I learned that where we are coming from, there are people who praise people, musicians, who sing the praises of people. And the people, they are singing their praises. After a while, you don't hear their names anymore. The people, the musicians who are singing other people's praises, their names outlast the names of the people they are singing their praises. How many understand what I'm talking about? How many understand what I'm talking about? And everything boils down to wisdom. Everything boils down to wisdom. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 18. Proverbs 8, it says, riches and honor. That's wisdom speaking. He said, riches and honor are with me. Yea, durable riches that matches with righteousness. Durable riches, the foundation of durable riches begins with righteousness. Durable riches and righteousness. Proverbs 23 and verse 5 now. It says, will thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? Which is what? Will thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. Why are they going towards heaven? That's where they came from. That's where riches come from. Riches have capacity to fly back to where they came from. Why? Number one that we've learned tonight is because their righteousness is lacking. Any riches that you get from occults will fly away. It's not durable. Riches gotten out of righteousness are the riches that last. However, even when riches are gotten out of righteousness, there is what to do to keep them. And that's what we'll be learning on Sunday. That's why I changed what I was going to talk about tonight. Well, riches are coming to you. They are coming. It's coming everywhere. If you cannot manage it, it will go back to where it came from. Righteousness will not matter at that time if you can't manage it. He said, hey, Mr. Man, this is what I gave you to do. He said, but you have mismanaged my wealth. You mismanaged it. And the man said, sir, I'm so sorry about that. I mismanaged your wealth. But listen, the Bible speaking about that man, he said, begging, I cannot. I can't beg. Now, he says, this man, he says, your managership will be taken away from you. He says, begging, I cannot. And this managership, my boss has concluded to take my managership away from me. He says, what do I do now? And then the Bible says, he began to go back to everybody that owed his boss. How much are you owing him? $100. Okay, how much can you pay back? I can pay back 70. Bring it. He says he started going to everybody and then he started gathering everything that they had managed, that they had owed the manager, that he neglected before, and he started getting everything back. And then he went back to the manager and he said, the manager looked at him and said, oh, your senses have come back now. He says, now that your senses have come back, he says, you are now doing what you were supposed to do before. Everything that God puts in your hand, all of us are managers, but there are bad managers. If you can't manage it, it reduces what he puts in your hand. If you have somebody that you have told to manage 10 people, and they can't manage themselves, you reduce the number of people they manage. And you keep reducing and keep reducing until you say you manage yourself first before I can give you one person. You can't manage one. And what is management? We learn that on Sunday. Rise up on your feet. Glory to God. Give God thanks tonight. Give him praise and glory, honor and adoration. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and we give you glory. We give you honor and we give you all adoration. Thank you and thank you and thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' most glorious name we have prayed.
Amen.
Your name, they call him what? Prodigal son. He said, give me everything that is accruable to me. And the Bible says he went and squandered it. He squandered it. He squandered everything. And when he came back to his senses, he said, let me go back to my father. Let me beg him. At least there are some people who eat under his feet. Let me go and beg him. and then my managerial skills will come back to me. He gave you $100, but you can't manage it. How do you expect him to give you $1,000? $100. In fact, out of that $100, your management skills cannot give him back $10. You don't know that, you don't know that tight is management. He's testing your management skills. Okay, give him $100. Let's see what he will do with it. He gives you the $100. You didn't remember to give him. He said, no. Don't give him $200. He won't remember us. Glory to God. How many understand what I'm talking about? He won't remember us. Some of you are not saying anything again because you know that's why you, that's what you are doing. He gave you $100. And he already kept $1,000 for you. If he manages that one very well, give him $1,000. He gave you $100. You remember the hydro? You remember phone? All of those bills. God does not need this $10. Let me keep it in my pocket. Really? The $100? That's my management training. I want to see what you will do with the $100. If I mark you right with what you will do with the $100, then the $1,000 I was keeping, I will put it in your hands. Go to the ant. They have no overseer. They have no this. They have no that. But the ant knows how to manage. An ant knows how to manage. Your management skills will come back alive.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Stretch forth your hands this tonight towards the table.